Our next public hearing is subdivision 2008-2, Lee Littleton.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in a GR, General Residential District, in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, by dividing 8.76 acres into six lots located south of Road 5, or excuse me, south of Road 454, 310 feet east of Road 457. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the Technical Advisory Committee review of April 4th, 2008 will be made a part of the record. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet on August 3rd of this year. Each of you has received a copy of that, and that's a part of the record. And just for a brief history, this site was subject of an application in 1985, which that application was voided. It was also the subject site of an application in 1990. That application was voided. And finally, in 2000, this application received preliminary approval May 25th of 2000, received final approval February 8th of 2001, and it was sunsetted on April 19th of 2007 by the commission. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. Once again, is there anyone here with an interest in this application? Okay, if that's the case, there are exhibits up here, which you're more than welcome to come up, take a look at. We just ask that you do so quietly, and when the time is right, you'll be allowed to speak. And with that, we'll recognize the applicant. Somebody.
I'll be the first to step up. My name is Kevin Smith. I work for Kirscher Engineering. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Lee Littleton, here to present his application. He was denied an extension back in 2007, May of 2007, because he had not commenced substantial construction on the construction documents he had approved. That's a little bit more background. The property is located on Oak Branch Road. We're proposing to reestablish six single-family homes lots. They are 3/4 acre in size. The density is less than one unit per acre. Stormwater management area comprised of 0.71 acres. There is an additional open area on the property next to the wetlands that's almost 0.6 acre. There are wetlands shown on the plan. There are 0.98 acres of wetlands and will be left undisturbed during construction. These properties will be serviced by individual lot septics and individual lot wells. Carr Boulevard currently has 7 dwellings accessing that right-of-way. With the additional 6 lots, there will only be a total of 13 parcels utilizing that access road. The wetland investigation was performed and signed off on by Quentin Johnson. Letters of no objection were obtained on several occasions for the entrance. It gained final approval based on documentation and approval from the Conservation District for stormwater management. It received approval from DLDOT for the entrance. It also received County Engineering's approval for the roadway, during which time those approvals had expired. The client came to us to reestablish his approvals with those agencies. We did so, commencing and producing additional construction plans. The Conservation District saw the revised plans. DLDOT reapproved the plans, and County Engineering Department, they actually informed us that the project had sunset. They requested a copy of the preliminary approval, which was actually our final approval, and that had sunset after the five-year provision. Mr. Littleton then issued a letter to the commission asking for an extension to get his reapprovals and was denied. And on January of 2008, he reapplied for the major subdivision. And that is essentially the project. We're requesting basically a reapproval of the six lots.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
Okay.
And we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Evening, Mr. Littleton. How are you this evening? I noticed that lot six extends into the electric easement.
Yes.
And I guess that lot will have some notice to those, if it's sold to the property owner, that there are restrictions in what they can do.
Correct. Not only will it be on the recorded plan, there will be provisions and restrictions that will show that a section of that property is within the DPNL right-of-way.
The summary of restricted covenants wasn't in the exhibit book, technical in nature, but there's a notice for ag use that has to go in the restricted covenants. Road maintenance is an issue as far as the Smith Lane is concerned. And the maintenance of common areas, of stormwater drainage, or whatever that might be, are those going to be addressed?
Those will have to be addressed, yes.
Yes, it will. And then the farmland buffers, is there any adjacent farmland? I can't tell with the survey, and I rode back there, I didn't notice that.
Based on the aerial, which is on the back side of that document there, it's all wooded area.
There's an aerial in here.
Right.
There is an aerial in your booklet.
I rode back down the road and I didn't notice any. And how about 404 wetlands with the branch coming up alongside the lane there? The 404 wetlands or subaqueous lands on the site?
There are 404 wetlands located in that southern corner, and they're delineated on the plan.
No lots extend into those? Or
no, there are no lots that are extended into the wetland area.
Right. And would you need a permit for the road work or anything of that nature from?
No, the roads are well outside the wetlands.
And you have your sewer is still, the sewer approvals are still current for your on-site septic?
Yes.
When do they expire?
I believe in the booklet.
March of 2012.
All my questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And now I've got the exhibit book, and because there's a large interest by the public here, I'm going to yield my time at this time. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burke.
Is there a dwelling showing on the lot next to lot one? It's actually into the...
Oh, yes, that's a mobile home there.
And
it's on lot one. That's what they're saying.
No, it's not on lot one.
It's supposed to be on this person's property, but it encroaches onto lot one. That's what he's referring to. When it was surveyed,
mm-hmm.
It was surveyed to be found on your property. Essentially, if that home is as located on these plans, steps will have to be taken to move that dwelling onto the proper property. It is not Mr. Littleton's home that is placed there. It's an encroachment by the Adams property. That encroachment will have to be rectified.
Wow. Okay. And I would guess that lot 1, 5, and 6 would then have driveways off of the Carr Boulevard and two, three, and four would come off the main road, would come off the Smith Court Road?
Well, lots one and five, they could have their choice based on where they placed their home and where the septic needs to be placed. But the lot six would be required to connect to Carr Boulevard.
And is DLDOT approval approved the three driveways here?
This Carr Boulevard is a private street.
It's a private.
It's a private street, yes.
And have we ever had a lot put in a telephone easement before?
Under a power line?
Under a power line?
Yeah, there have been.
So when they mow it, they would mow that yard?
They would they would be maintaining that portion of the lot under the power line right away. They just can't build it.
Okay. All right. It looks like there's an easement, a drainage easement that's between lots six and five with four.
Yes. Yes.
And what is that is for what reason?
It's a stormwater management swale to drain Smith Court into the stormwater management area.
And that would be a swale or a
It would be a pipe? Swale. It would be a swale, yes.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, Richard. Thank you. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No, thanks.
All righty. Well, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that wishes to speak in regard to your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2008-2 Lee Littleton? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2008-2? Okay, well, we'll start with you since you're the closest to the podium. If you'll come up here and give us your name, and you may have the floor.
My name's Kevin Foskey. I live at 14092 Oak Branch Road.
Mm-hmm.
On there, it's got the road number.
Mm-hmm.
But my property, the way I read it, mine goes all the way back to parallel.
Okay.
There's a few questions I would like answered somehow.
I'll see if I can get them for you.
I like to hunt back there. That's the main reason why I bought the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got my son's in Navy, my daughter's Florida. I won't be able to take my grandkids out back.
Now, do you own what's out back? Are you hunting on your own property?
All the way.
Okay.
I know there's things, but if he that says November 2000, I bought the property in May of 2000, mm-hmm. and it's got the person's name on it. Why hasn't that been changed? Or, I mean, I'm new to this, but and the way that's drawn, maybe I'm looking at it wrong. My line's not straight. It's either this way or that way.
Who was the previous owner?
On my deed.
So who was the previous owner?
Mr. Driscoll.
Okay, so the Driscoll property. Oh, that you're behind Smith Court or lots four and three?
Lots two and five.
And two.
And two.
Yes, it would be three, four. These two right here.
Okay. Well, typically a surveyor is used sometimes rather than current name, they sometimes put an NF, which means now or former. That's why they do that.
If it does get passed or whatever, what kind of restrictions going to be put on me? Like if I want to ride motorcycle back there or shoot or hunt? Me and my brother like shooting skeet in my backyard.
On your property?
Yeah.
I think there is a regulation regarding how close you can be to a house for hunting. But other than that, if you're on your property, it's your property.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, if it's 100 feet, because when my son comes home from Navy, he walks out back with his grandfather's 22.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, the restrictions. And you're talking about drainage and everything. My property back there, when I bought it, mm-hmm. I was told I couldn't even put nothing back there because it wouldn't perk right.
Mm-hmm.
The drainage is terrible out there.
Okay.
So I guess that's about all I got to say.
All right. Well, we understand your concerns. We'll try to address them. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Who's next over here? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
Hi.
My name is Willa Merle. I live at 37280 Carr Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
We've lived there for 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we bought the property, the only other neighbors we had was Mr. and Mrs. Wilbur Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mr. Littleton bought the property. Now we have seven families using the same dirt lane that we have used with no help from anybody to fix the lane. Before I had surgery, my kids went out and put cement blocks busted up with my husband, and we spent $2,500 to have crushed concrete brought in there so that the health nurse and the therapist could get in there. Then one of the neighbors that he sold the property to bought four-wheelers for their kids to run up and down the lane and hauled other four-wheelers in, and the law tells us that we can't do anything about it because it's an access road, but we have to pay to fix the road. Now he wants to put six more people coming in and out of there. We have cars running in and out all night long now, tearing the road up. We had a hearing the last time. He was not to do anything else until he put a road in. There hasn't been a road put in. He hasn't done anything except when he sold the property in front of us a couple months ago. The people complained about the ruts at the end of the road that was tore up. So he had a little bit of dirt put in, which the rain has washed out now. So until he puts a road in, I don't think he should do anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Mr. Miller or someone representing the applicant, I'd like to hear a little bit more about this road. I'd like to know who owns it. I'd like to know if there's a cross-access easement agreement, if there's a maintenance agreement, or what the situation is with this road and why it's in such poor condition. Don't all three of you jump up at once.
I'm Don Miller, a land surveyor and
recognizing
and all that sort of thing.
Thank you. But the tape doesn't. I thank you for giving us your name again. Go ahead.
That access road goes about 2,500 feet to the south there, and it has been used for any number of years. These lots that Mr. Littleton is trying to get approved now, we're going to have a paved road to them. So the whole road is going to be reconstructed, and it'll be a nice paved road in front of Mrs. Merrill. And it should not have any ruts in it any longer. As to why that condition exists now, I can't offer an explanation for that. But since the owners on either side use that road, it should be a joint effort to improve the road. But you certainly can't force them to do that. But the lots that are owned by people other than Mr. Littleton should enter into that agreement. Mr. Littleton shouldn't have to provide for the upkeep of that road by himself at this point in time. So it will be improved if this request is approved.
Okay.
It will be constructed to county specifications.
Okay. How about 15 years from now when it needs to be resurfaced? What's going to happen with that? Is there going to be a... First of all, who owns the road? Who owns the road?
The ownership of the road bed is Mr. Littleton's.
Okay, so he owns the road. Hang on for a minute. Let him finish.
What was the other question you asked?
I want to know who owns the road and what we're going to do about maintenance.
Oh, and 15 years from now. There will be a homeowners association formed, and the homeowners association will have the responsibility for continued maintenance of the road. The road will be constructed, so it'll have a pretty good lifespan. Should be a lot more than any 15 years.
Right.
Based on the requirements to build a road to Sussex County specs. Anyway, in 15 years from now, it still should be in reasonably good shape.
The folks that will be entering into this homeowners association agreement are going to be the owners of these new lots?
That is correct.
Okay.
The existing owners cannot be forced to join that or will not even be asked to join the homeowners association.
But the effect of this is going to be that those seven people or who buy these lots, if they get approved, their association is going to have the responsibility for the entire road.
And the not the 2,500 feet, only up to the power line.
Right.
At the that portion of the road from the county road all the way through the frontage of lot number 6.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you. Okay, who's next over here? Don't everybody jump at once. Take a long way around here.
Get to the map.
Take the board with you.
Just pick it up. There you go. No, just the board. Just the board. You don't take the easel. There you go. Okay.
He does not own the road.
Beg your pardon?
He does not own that road.
Hold on. Give us your name, please.
Dennis Michael Carr. I've lived there since 1961.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, who owns the road?
Okay, the road is owned partially by me, partially by him, partially by people further on down.
Well, how come you all haven't been fixing that road like
no,
you should?
No, we have been fixing.
You have an association and you all pay dues and somebody fixes the road?
No, here's the thing. Everybody contributes a little bit, some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's the thing. When he decided he wanted to make these moves,
mm-hmm.
He said he was going to do this. He said that he was going to haul off.
Don't bend that down. We want
he
to hear
said
you.
He could. He was going to take care of this. He was going to take the road where it is right now, move the road completely from where it is, part of it is on my property,
mm-hmm.
completely over on his property,
mm-hmm.
and the new road was going to go completely on his property, all the way down to where these tombs were. He said that right in here.
Yep, look at me. Talk to me.
He said that.
Okay.
He said it was a Christian thing to do.
Okay.
We were all impressed. But anyway, he never did nothing. From 2000 or whatever the last time we were in here battling this out,
mm-hmm.
he never did nothing. One time, about a month or two ago, he did get somebody out there one day to dump some dirt because he sent a handyman out there to grade it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lady and her husband and her children did a fine job of reinforcing part of that road. But he can't be responsible for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So potholes did develop, people running back and forth. And I did what I could when I could, too. But anyway, he ain't never done. Finally, when the man who just moved in that one house right over there, finally, he sent somebody out. And the guy called back to Mr. Littleton. Said, man, I can't grade that road. That road's hard as a rock. We got to haul some dirt in. They did. Finally, after eight years, he hauled in a load of dirt. And I will say one thing. The gentleman he had come out there did a pretty good job.
Okay.
I'm filling those little holes right now. That's all he did.
Okay.
Was fill those holes, and that's all he did. Now, he wants to sell this property to make money. We have lived there all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to do things right and try to do what is right, but we get a little upset when he comes forward with some of these ideas.
I see that.
Okay, can you understand?
I can indeed.
I mean, my babies were born there. I ran three kids there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a concern about it, and so do these other people here, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same concern. Now, he can make promises all day long, but for the past 8 years, he ain't got none of his promises. He never put another road in. He never blacktopped it. He never did nothing. He did try to sell property. And I guess he sold a couple too. I don't know what the story is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't chase the records. But the bottom line, if you say you're going to do something, you ought to do it.
Sir.
Now, I don't expect the seven people that live on that road now to do this. They do what they want to do. And sometimes, through talking, we get things done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he ain't never going to. Come out. He ain't never going to fix that blacktop road through there. He's had 8 years to do it. He's had 8 years to move that road from where it runs through. Look on your thing right here, where that road goes back, where half this road is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's on my property, completely on my private half it is. He's had that much time to pull over and run it all the way down. He got part of the land from some of the people to get that extra easement that he needed. But I don't think he did it all of them. He just ran it to a certain point. And I don't think he can get easement. He's still going to want to run it down my road, make my road wider, take away more of my land. We put up signs 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. Man, and they'll tell you, man, people do not listen. They just get it. Now, if you got a couple small potholes, and after a rain, and they're going through there 15, 20, 25 miles an hour, you blow them potholes real big all of a sudden. In 8 years, he has never widened the road. He's never put tar and chip on it. He's never did nothing until the man who's living there in one of his properties made a complaint or something like that. I don't know who owns that property. I didn't do the research on the property.
Okay, that's all right.
It's a nice Hispanic family. Mm-hmm. They're good people. They're good people. They aren't here tonight, but they're all right. And that's what I'm saying. What he wants to do, like this cul-de-sac and this come in and do like this, I don't think you got room for that kind of stuff and meet all the requirements. I don't know. I didn't walk this out. I don't walk on other people's property. When my property is my property, I walk on it. But the other, I stay off the other man's property. But if you make a promise, you should keep it. And if it's a Christian thing to do, you ought to do the Christian thing. You know, he said he's going to do it. He didn't do it. 8 years later, it still ain't done. And you say, he's going to get it done. Don't hold your breath, because you might not make it.
Well, let me just, I will point one thing out to you. We've got something he wants.
The permission to do it.
Exactly. So, you know, that gives us a little bit of leverage there. So we might be able to find a way to.
He said, I don't want to mess with your land. He said it right when we were in there. I'll build it, the road entirely over on my, which means he's going to have to haul off and cut away part of a junky house that's there right now.
Well, that will certainly all have to be looked at. Right now, the road is where it is.
Okay? That's right.
As far as moving the road, not moving the road, I don't think that's something we can necessarily.
But he wants our blessing for something he says he's going to do and probably will never, ever do.
Well.
Now, we have another gentleman here who's going to step and talk in a minute.
Okay.
He's got pictures of this property that he owns.
Okay.
He totally neglects.
Okay.
The grass is this tall.
Okay.
It is brushing under your armpits. Okay. It is brushing under your armpits, is that thing. The neighbors came down and cut the lawnmower near the road because there was a possibility to have an accident because the grass was so high you couldn't see around the corner. Mm-hmm. This is what happened. The man there who showed the pictures, he'll show you those pictures, and you will be appalled at it. Right. House just let completely to run down to nothing. And he still wants to sell these other properties to who or whatever, I don't know. But I think we're getting the short end of the stick, and he wants to sell them and make money and move anybody he wants to move in. We bought it because it's a rural country area, and we want it to stay rural. Okay, I can't fight for progress, but if the law is a law, then we ought to try to follow the law.
Amen to that. All right, sir, we thank you. Who's next? Yes, sir.
And 14001. And sir, the road is a concern to me because.
Could you give us your name again, Mr. Lang? Didn't catch it.
Vincent Biddle.
Biddle, okay. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, sir.
And the road is a concern to me because right now I've had to put up iron pipes. They have run 30 foot up into my property, went all the way down like this. Come all the way down behind my hedges and run all the way down to turn to go up into here. I've actually had to put iron pipes here to keep them from doing it.
So
my concern is this supposedly the first lot directly in front of me?
I'm sorry, say it again, man.
334-297.
I got a little version there.
Is that going to be a lot, or what is that going to be? That's where the house sits now. Mr. Littleton's house is. Is that one of those proposed lots, or is that a lot there?
Oh, you mean at the entrance?
An entrance?
No, I say at the entrance where the entrance street comes in.
No, sir, here's the entrance here. This lot, this...
Where the house is.
Land right here is Mr. Littleton's. I'm wondering if it's one of the proposed lots.
That's a separate deed.
That's a separate deed?
According to the notes on the survey.
Okay, if he moves his proposed road this far, that no longer accord to county records because it won't be a 150-foot road run to become a viable property, does it?
Okay, I don't, it doesn't have the dimension on this survey.
I can assure you it won't be that, it won't be 150 feet of road frontage. Plus, Monday through Thursday, there are an average of 12 cars that go down this so-called road, between 8 and 12. Thursday, from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it runs anywhere from 20 to 30. Now, if they're going to blacktop this, I have no complaints about it. But if they're going to move this over and this property no longer becomes viable, I want to ask if you can have them taper this so that they're not coming over on me and tearing my yard is a mess. I've had a back trailer up. I got trenches this deep in my yard.
I don't think they're proposing to move the road, are you?
Well, they're going to have to put some kind of a taper here. They're going to have to pull back this way so they can have access up there when people are trying to turn in there. They're tearing, I can take you out and show you. They are tearing my yard all to pieces, my shrubbery, my yard.
Okay, all right, sir. All right. You can go ahead. We're going to let you finish, then we'll...
That's the same thing. It's just what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
This is my main concern is the road, where they're putting it.
Okay.
I don't want to sit there at night. If they're going to move 50 foot this way, my house is approximately here, and all night long,
headlights.
The amount of traffic, which is only due to increase, is going to be shining more or less in my house all night long. Because it's not very... There's some good people back here now, but I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of traffic up down that road. In the last 2 weeks, I've been going, okay, 12 tonight, okay, 13 the next night, okay, 23 on the weekend. And if they're going to, also, if they're going to pave this, if they're only going to put a thin coat up there of asphalt and pave this, there's no way it's going to uphold under the traffic, so it's just going to be a lost time.
Well, they'll have to build to a standard, so...
DOT standards?
That'll be a county standard, I would imagine.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Mr. Miller, I'm going to ask you to come up if you wouldn't respond to the to some of the issues about the road.
Yes. There's a question about moving the road. You'd ask whose road it was. I'm thinking in terms of the other subdivision road.
Correct.
It's all on Mr. Littleton. The actual property line right now, a lot of it runs in the center of that existing dirt road that's there now.
Right.
That will be moved over on Mr. Littleton. We wanted to reconstruct the road where it was in place, and the owners objected to that. So the commissioners at that time said, you pull the road, Mr. Littleton, you pull the road over on its own. So the new paving will not be on top of that existing dirt road. May in some places, but the majority of it will be all on Mr. Littleton.
The exhibit we're looking at show where you propose to put the road, or does it show where the road is now?
It shows where the road is going to go.
Okay.
That exhibit does not show the dirt lane that's in there right
okay.
now.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you. Okay, who's next?
My name's Jimmy Driscoll. I live there on Oak Branch Road, two houses down from the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
I took a couple pictures here. If I can show them, if I can handle one of you.
Sure. Thank you. You want to tell us a little bit about them, or?
Yeah. Well, I've been there. I'm 43 years old, and I've grew up there all my life. I built a new home 11 years ago beside my mom and dad. And as you can see, those other pictures are two houses down from me. That's what I have to ride by every day when I leave and when I come home. That property, these six lots that he's talking about developing, actually wraps right around into my backyard. if he doesn't have enough common courtesy to clean up for the neighbors that live there now, you know, right out on the main road, what's he going to put back in the woods where it can't be seen? He doesn't care because it's not in his yard. It's not in his backyard, so he doesn't have any concern whatsoever. I guess it was approved, 5 years ago? My question is, if it was approved 5 years ago, how come he hasn't done anything? What's he waiting on?
That's why he had to come back, because he didn't do anything, so it went away.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, what's he waiting on?
I imagine it has something to do with money.
Well, he's got plenty of it. I mean, he's 100 years old now, so he don't need any more money.
All right, let's keep it. Let's elevate the discussion here.
But since it was the whole issue was from what everybody else understood, when he got back between Mr. Merle and Rusty Adams's lot, he didn't have 50 foot of property to put a 50 foot right of way through there.
Mm-hmm.
So since this last hearing back in whatever it was, 5-6 years ago,
okay,
he approached Rusty Adams wanting to buy 10 more feet. And in return, he would give him some property in the back. He needed the other 10 feet in order to get by Rusty and Mr. Merle to make this road wide enough. I'm just wondering if that might have something to do why he ain't done nothing in the last 5 years or never pursued it. He's out there surveying it, and he says there's 50 foot there. But yet, he's over to Rusty trying to buy... trying to buy more footage because he says he doesn't have enough footage to get by.
Well, apparently he figured it out one way or another, I guess.
Well, my property hasn't grown, so I can't imagine his has grown any. And Rusty certainly didn't sell any to him. So you can put anything you want on paper.
Well, but it has to make sense. I mean, this man's got a license that I don't think he's going to risk for Mr. Littleton or anybody else.
Well,
so... I'll ask him, though, when we're done.
If you would, please.
I will, sir.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Mr. Miller, tell us about the 50 feet.
Tell us the truth.
All right, sir, that's enough. Go ahead, sir.
The initial way that the deeds read, it, and when we laid those out, it indicated that there was only a 40-foot width and one property joined. After we had accumulated other information and physically picked up some markers that we didn't find the very first time we were out there, it indeed has a 50-foot right-of-way through there. There's no question about that.
Okay, so you all have been out there, surveyed it, documented it, done the research, the previous deeds, and so on, and this is what
That's
you
correct.
Put your professional seal on?
It is, and it's recorded that way, yes, sir.
Okay. Who's next? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Hey.
Doing pretty good. Tell us who you are, and then it's all yours.
All right. I'm Virgil Adams, and I live at 37239 Carr Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty simple, just old country boy. I was the last lot sold. I got the original map at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be lot number 5, so I guess maybe on that one I'm the same one.
Okay.
But originally I've been there probably 20 years, and a couple years after I lived there, I guess maybe 18 years ago, we had the same meeting, and what they came up with, they gave him everything was an okay, but they needed 10 foot off the front of my property to get enough right-of-way to get through there.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of stood like that, and through the years, I've seen them. I've been to 2 or 3 meetings, and it's always the same thing. And I've seen them come out, have a man come out and survey it, mark everything off. And then since then, I've had Mr. Littleton approach me. He's been to my property like 3 times in the last 8 years and said, look, you know, after they surveyed, said, look, I need 10 foot of your property to get my road through here, you know, so I can sell the rest of these lots. And he offered me different things. One of the things he offered me was he said that he was going to straighten this road out. This road's been a main concern of everybody. And
Sounds like it.
I've had, I got my father living with me. He's like 82. I take care of him since mom died. And he's got this little red Chevette. Well, he had holes in his road bigger than his car.
Oh, my goodness.
And he would get stuck in this thing all the time. So I made a few phone calls to see if they could, you know, do something with this road. Nothing was ever done for years. So I put money with some of the other neighbors, and we put dirt in there, kept putting dirt in. We kept sinking back down. So eventually my neighbors, Mr. and Ms. Merle, I just didn't have the money, but they put up a big, large amount of money. They graded this thing out with his son-in-law. They put cinder blocks in it, crushed around. They finally got it smoothed out to where it's halfway decent to get up and down it. Now it's starting to, you know, get several holes back in it. But there's a couple people on the road that's older people that they can't afford to take care of a lot. And on my original deed, it says that every landowner is responsible for the road in front of his property. So it's actually broke up into five or six places.
Yeah, that's
well,
the way they used to do it.
Yeah, so, and I like to say there's a couple older people that, you know, I try to help them out, but they just can't afford to take care of this road. So everybody else can't really get together to take care of it. So the road is like a main concern. And everybody's scared to death it's just going to be, you know, just hectic getting up and down this thing. It's one of the original dirt roads in the county. So that was my main concern is, I guess all these years, it doesn't seem like anything would change from the original one to now. And it basically is where the right-of-way comes through. There's the original one, the road kind of bottlenecks down to when it gets to my lot. It, you know, he needed that 10-foot. So that was, I don't know if they've got some way to get around that or something changed, or I'm not really sure. But that was just my concern, is what changed to get rid of that 10-foot.
Okay, I'll find out.
So, okay, thank you, sir.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Miller, is this part of that same analysis you did? It turned out that that you actually did have enough room, or is this a different situation?
There's 50 feet all along the entire stretch of road that is going to be reconstructed. I don't know else to say about that. There's not a 40-foot section. It's all 50 feet all the way through.
It does seem strange that at some point Mr. Littleton didn't think so, because apparently he approached these folks. Was there just a bad survey? Something didn't close, or was there?
Essentially, that's correct. The initial information indicated that there was a narrow strip or needed some additional footage, some of the property corners were could not be located. I think part of the problem when my survey crew went down there, they did not expect them to be in the center of that existing dirt road that's there now. That probably had something to do with it. Anyway, it was based on the survey was the preliminary survey was based on just a couple of markers. Mm-hmm. We've gone down there and located all the property corners, I believe, except one, and we do in fact have 50 feet all along there.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is Ralph Marone. I live at 37280 Car Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And the road is the main concern. That's why we're all here, because the road that's there now is not going to handle another six or eight families with two or three cars per family. And it's a question I got. We're talking about this 50-foot right-of-way. I need to know if that's from the center of the road where my land goes to, and my staked out, you're on to the center of the road. Is that 50-foot from the center of the road to where his road's going to be, or is it from the side of the road where it's going to be? How's he getting this 50-foot?
It looks like it's from your property line to the property line on the other side of that 50-foot strip.
That's all. That's the only way he's going to get 50 feet is to
not from the center of the road.
Take it all. But see, our deeds and everybody else staked out runs to the center of the road. I own from the center of the creek to the center of the road. So he's going to have, he's saying he's going to move his half of the road.
But what I hear them saying is that where that road is now is not where they're going to be paving. It's not where their right-of-way is. Their right-of-way is actually a little beyond the road in some places, is what I hear them saying. I'm not defending. I'm just trying to tell you what I'm, what I think we're being told.
Yeah.
And that your property lines, doesn't sound like to me your property lines are changing, but the road is going to be moved from where it is now, because right now it is partially on your, you know, on your property.
Right.
So where the road is now is not where his paving is proposed to be. It's not where his, it's further out. I'm just telling you what I see on the drawing.
He's going to be running over all them electric boxes because they're not 50 foot from the center of the road where they put all the electric.
Well, it's not from the center of the road. It's the total width is 50
he's
feet.
He's going to come all the way to my property then and do the whole thing.
Well, the 50 feet starts at your property line and comes across and then runs into somebody else's property line.
Right.
It's 50 feet. The road won't be paved that whole 50 feet. It'll
Mr. Miller was saying they were going to take it from the center over. They don't have 50 feet. My feet takes it from my property line over. It's a possibility, but I some doubt it. We'll just have to see.
All I can tell you is that there's a certified survey that says it is. I can't argue with it. The only thing I know you can do is hire another surveyor, have them go out there and survey it all for you, and then you all can go to court time. But
the original, when Mr. Smith had it, mm-hmm. he wouldn't allow him to have none of his land to build a right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
So all the right-of-way come off of Mr. Carr's property.
Okay.
So actually, he don't own to the middle of the road. He owns from the side of the road over. But that road is the main concern because of the heavy volume of traffic in there now. People that don't even live there are coming
through
there. I believe
it. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And I don't... We had to fix it so the ambulances should get in there and the fire trucks and the oil trucks and that, because before I'd done anything, they couldn't even get up there.
Right.
So that's the main concern, is that road. And if that road is put in there, we're...
What all of you are stuck dealing with and living with is somebody's failure to plan 30, 40, 50 years ago. Okay? That's why you where you are today, because nobody sat down and worked this out, how you're going to maintain that road, who pays for what. The way the law is today, you have to do that. And in fact, just this year, additional legislation was passed that not only do you have to do that, you have to lay the money aside for it every year, and it has to be so that the money's there, so that the money is there when it comes time to fix that road. And that's the and let me tell you something, you are not alone. I can't tell you how many situations there are like this all across the county, unfortunately. But I don't think there's a single one of you here this evening that isn't willing to do your part. I'm sure you are. The trouble is, somehow or another, everybody's got to get together, and that's the hard part.
Yeah, it is.
That's the hard part. So, but we're trying to deal with this one situation here, and if there's any way we can improve your situation in the process, I'm all for doing it, because it needs to be straightened out.
Yeah, I'm not here to... The man's got the property. The man needs to develop it, but I want it done legally in a road.
Absolutely.
In there.
Absolutely.
And the six people that we think would be moving in there is not going to worry about no potholes in the road and all. But if
they're going to have to. They're going to have to, because the law's going to make them do it. They're going to have the money set aside. This is what's this new. I forget what it's got a long name, but it passed common area, common elements, or whatever. DeCoya is the acronym. Anyway, this what's happened to all of you will not be able to happen, at least not legally. Put it that way, so hopefully that'll. But if we can try to get your situation fixed up in a process, well, we'd like to do that.
Yeah, that the road is a main concern.
I got it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is William W. Carr. I own 10 acres of ground directly behind Mr. Littleton's land.
Okay.
I had Mr. Miller survey my land. He surveyed my land, that 10 acres, 15 or 16 years ago. I lost 50 foot off my property because he couldn't find the markers because he said markers were moved. That's true, but if you went to the stream and measured over, then you got my property. So I lost 50 foot off the length of my property. And that's like 1 acre wide, 10 acres deep. And also directly beside that land, my brother Mike and I, Dennis M. Carr, we own that 5.85 acres. Mm-hmm. Now, where he's going to put this cul-de-sac is, from what I understand, I hope he's not going to put it up on us.
He can't put it on you.
That's correct. At least that's the way I'm... Because that 10 acres of property that I have back there, I made when my 10 acres starts. Matter of fact, my son lives on it. I cleared my own road on my property, so there's access back there to where his double wide home is, where he resides. But that road is entirely on me, and that's a private road, so that doesn't come into the Landowners Association. Because when we got our land, we didn't belong to any landowner association.
Right.
He keeps talking about landowners and a landowner association. There is none. But like we said before, it's the agreement on originally that road was cut through there by my father. Mm-hmm. Because he cut around a tree there that cut off part of our property. My dad and mom owned that land. Now my brother Mike. We cleared our own road because there was no road there. Mm-hmm. So we bought the property, and we had to clear our own road.
Right.
So consequently, if Mr. Littleton was to pave his road, I think you've got to have a 50-foot right-of-way. Isn't that what it is now?
He'll pay it. We won't pay it.
Okay, on your 50-foot right-of-way, if he was to pave his 50-foot right-of-way, I think a lot of us would not be so upset about it. But we just want to get that done so it makes it accessible. Because that 10 acres of property that I have back in the woods there, it's a haven for deers and animals and stuff like that. That's why we have it.
Right.
But I know when I asked the Planning and Zoning Commission some time ago about I wanted to cut my 10 acres of land in half and give half to one son and half to another son. That's what I wanted to do. But he said, no, you have got to pay, you've got to get a state engineer, you've got to get him to survey the property, you've got to pave that road, you've got to have a cul-de-sac in there. So consequently, I said, that's going to cost me a lot of money, and I was going to do it. I contacted Mr. Littleton. I said, Mr. Littleton, I said, when are you going to pave your road there? You know, so I can, once your land ends, then I can pave right on back. Mr. Littleton says, no, you're going to have to help me pay for half of that. You know, that's your Christian duty. And I'm saying, well, that's not very Christian-like to me. But it's just the idea, all we want here is for Mr. Littleton to step up to the plate, pave his 50-foot road through there with the right-of-way and everything, get it done, so we can continue on with our lives. And that's about all I have to say about it.
Okay.
You have any questions, Emmy?
No, we're good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, indeed. Mr. Miller, I'm going to ask you one more time before we have anybody else come up. Is it your proposal to do, in fact, what the gentleman has asked for, to pave the road? Is that what's going to happen? Because I'm kind of confused now.
I'm surprised you didn't set them straight 30 minutes ago. Mr. Littleton wants to pave this road, wants to build this road. He cannot do it until the commissioners give him approval to do so. Once the approval is given, then he can begin the procedure of finalizing his design, and it has to be approved by the county engineer's office,
the state fire marshal, the conservation district, and other various agencies. After that's done, which is going to take another 8 to 12 months to get all those approvals done, then he wants to get the road constructed.
Okay.
But it does take time to do that. He has never had the approval from the county to build the road. Hence, these 5, 6, 7, 8 years have gone by with no construction.
Well, and what you say is true. What these folks are upset about was that isn't anybody's fault but Mr. Littleton's. It certainly was not the county that held him up. If he'd have applied for it, he would have gotten it, and the road would have been paved. But what you say is true, and I'm glad you made the point, and the gentleman is right. But I can assure you that no subdivision is going to happen. No houses, no lots are going to be sold. No houses are going to be built until that road gets done. That's the way it is. Now, it's going to take him. If you can get it done in 8 months, you're doing something. It's going to be more like a year, probably, maybe even longer. But there won't be anything that'll happen there. He's not going to make any money out of this deal until he gets the road done. And or bonds it, or puts a bond up for it, one or the other. Yes, sir, you're next.
Basically, just answered what I was going to say. My name is William Carr. I live at 3730 Carr Boulevard.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that if it did go through, that the road would be taken care of first before any lots were sold. Because he can agree to do it and then sell the lots, and then it never happened. That was all.
He would have to post a bond guaranteeing the construction that would take place.
So the road would have
get, before he could get any permits or sell any lots.
Okay, so.
All requires that.
Okay, that's all. Thank
okay.
you.
All right, who's next? I guess we're played out. Okay, anybody on the commission have any questions? Yes, sir. Mr. Ross, go ahead. Are you sufficiently confused now?
No. I just want to make sure for the record we've referred to the road a number of times, and I just want to make sure that we're talking about Carr Boulevard and Smith Court both being paved. That's correct?
Yes, both of those roads have to be paved.
Have to be paved. And I rode down there the other day because I live right down the street, not too far, And it appears to me that over time that road's moved a little bit, you know, the current road. So when that road gets improved, Carr Boulevard gets improved and paved, it appears to me that some of the drainage off the new blacktop surface is not going to be dead center on that road. It's going to meander. You know, you're going to straighten that thing out. Now, it looks to me as if some of that road now probably goes into some people's lots as it's moved over the years. Are those going to be repaired? You know, the encroachment that's being, as this road gets straightened away, put it back on its proper course, those areas that were already disturbed and now is road and it's not going to be, are they going to be returned into some usable thing for the people who you're helping here?
They should be reclimated as far as drainage and grading.
Planted. Grass will be planted in those drainage areas, the swales to drain the water.
Yes, in order to realign the road, drainage is going to need to be placed
and
along the edge of pavement.
And then,
yes.
You know, you may have to put some tiles in there, right? I mean, as a person's driveway happens at a low spot and you've got a drainage swale there, you may have to put a tile in so that they can get to the
right.
driveway.
The county engineering department will probably require us to replace any of those pipes that are relocated
or install any pipes that may be needed as a result of your design.
Right.
That's
right.
I don't want that cost to fall on to the current property owners necessarily.
I believe the county engineering department they should require something.
But that would be part of the construction cost of the road. And then, as Mr. Wheatley inferred about the maintenance, is the homeowner association of these six lots going to be able to bear the burden of the maintenance cost to maintain that road through perpetuity? It's a private road, Carr Boulevard and Smith Court, not just Smith Court. If I understand it, when you originally gave your testimony, there's a maintenance association for the Smith Court, but I thought I understood that you were planning on just improving Carr Boulevard, blacktopping it, but necessarily didn't have any plans for maintenance on that portion?
No, the maintenance at a minimum will be for the areas for the lots. And
so who maintains Carr Boulevard?
A good portion of that will be borne on the new lot owners.
And what about the other portion?
The other portions may need to be addressed with the other properties along there.
I think I can answer that question for you. Okay. Right now, it's going to be handled the way that it's been handled for the last 20 or 30 years, where these folks are going to get together informally, and hopefully, if the road needs to be fixed, everybody will step up. My suggestion to you is that you attempt to form an association of your own, and even perhaps that may even incorporate the other new property owners, because you know we've heard a lot of talk about the right thing to do and all that stuff. Well, and just with my own street corner sense of justice, if you're using the road, then you should be paying for some of the maintenance of the road. Simple. It's very simple. And I know that all of you know that and understand it. I'm willing to bet that every one of you is willing to do something. So, you know, but if not, then this is the problem, and you're still going to have that problem, unfortunately. There's not a whole lot you can do about it, because you can't make this development pay for something that they're not using.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you went in the same direction where I was going, and you know, I think legitimately there's issues with this road. You folks that's certainly true. And the two options are to try to go ahead and allow Mr. Littleton to build that road and work with him on maintenance, as far as sharing the maintenance ongoing after the road is built. And then your road is improved to a very good standard, something you're not accustomed to, but a real good road. Which you share the burden of maintenance, or perhaps the subdivision gets denied because he can't meet the maintenance and the building of the road, and then you end up with the same road you've got and had for a lot of years. So I'm just suggesting that, you know, obviously you have legitimate concerns. Maybe, you know, it's all going to be on paper. It's not something somebody can get out of. So, you know, maybe working something out with Mr. Littleton would be in everybody's best interest in the long run.
But you might want to get yourselves a mediator.
Yes.
I believe there was an attempt to get an agreement done. I think it was brought on by Mr. Lester, Ed Lester. I'm not sure if that was actually...
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. I'm sure there's some difference of opinion on that, too. But I think you've addressed what we need to have addressed. Anything else? Yes, sir.
Can I further beat this road to death?
Well, here? Far be it for me to prevent Captain Clumper from asking a question.
Is the upgrade of the road going from the end of Lot 6 all the way through, or from the beginning of the stormwater management area?
It is going to begin at the Del Dots right-of-way on County Road 454, Old Branch Road, and it'll continue past Lot 6 and stop at Lot 6.
But if you go past Lot 6 and stop at Lot 6,
well, it's going
aren't
to
you at the same
place? at the very end of Lot 6 to the
road
south.
Road stops at the
south end of Lot 6,
which is the very beginning of the stormwater management area. So it doesn't extend down here. Is what the man's saying, I think. Okay, it stops right there.
But it could.
It doesn't incorporate the whole property line.
No, it doesn't, but that could probably be addressed at this level. So,
thank you.
We'll see. Okay, I think you're done. Maybe. Sit down.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Okay,
anybody else on the commission have any questions? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, before we close the public hearing, just a couple of things. Number one, thank you for your patience. Appreciate the fact that you came out here. Obviously, this is a very serious issue for you, and we understand that, and we appreciate your being here, and I do think it was beneficial. I think you've helped your cause this evening. Now, we're getting ready to adjourn this public hearing. When I do that, you're all going to want to get up because you're going to leave. The trouble is you're all going to want to start talking, okay? And we've got two more hearings to do. So I'm going to ask you when we say the hearing is adjourned, if you're going to leave, if you would get up and walk out and then talk all you want out on the steps, it would be fine. But we've got a little more business to do. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll close the public hearing. We will invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.